everybody knows your name.
WLW Sports post-game show as Harbor Beach takes home the victory 81-69 over the hosting Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Granted, at halftime, Lakers was leading by 2 points, 36-34. In the second half, Harbor Beach outscored the Lakers in the third quarter, 26-12. That was really the big difference because as both teams scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. As far as our leading scorers, first for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, number 24, the 6'3" senior, Aaron Christie, 25 points. Jared Schutte, the other senior, 6', 16 points. Paul Zwemmer, the other senior, 6'6" senior, with 10 points. Seth Bowles, the freshman, 7 points. Trent Cunningham, the sophomore, 6'3", 6 points. And Keegan Valentine, the freshman, at 5'7", with 5 points. Free throws, Lakers really didn't get to the line all too much. They're 2-for-5 in the first half, 1-for-1 in the second half, for 3-for-6 from the free throw line for 50% on the night. The Harbor Beach Pirates trailed into the first half by 13 points. Lakers was leading 22-9 with 1:13 left in the first quarter. And then we had 5 ties and 4 lead changes, and suddenly Harbor Beach's largest lead in the fourth quarter was 14. Harbor Beach's leading scorer, the Eli Kraft, senior, 5'10", 34 points on the night, with 10 of those coming in the fourth quarter, 4 of them off free throws, six of the points on free throws tonight. Josh Shelkey with 17 points. Callan Cook, 13 points. Typically, he's rather more silent on more doing moving the ball, rebounding the ball, and pushing the ball, but tonight, really showing a presence in the offensive field as well. Cody Seaman with 7. Jacob Butterfield with 6, and Austin Seltz with 4 free throws on the night. Free throws for Harbor Beach, 4-for-10 from the first half, 14-for-18 in the second half, for 18-for-28 for 64% on the night. John Mooney, your thoughts?
Lakers, I thought they shot really, really well when they had the ball. Just go for the entire game, 29-for-53, that's 55%. That to me is just phenomenal. Harbor Beach comes in and did what they had to do. They got off to a bad start. They went in then, like we said, they played a game last night at Croslex. Took them a little while to get their land legs a little bit. They shot 73 times in the entire
73.
Game. 73. And they hit 29 of them, 40%, which is pretty good shooting. It's just what an amazing comeback. And if you think about this, they're going to be opening up districts on their own home floor against Ubley, but after that night, this becomes their home floor. And this is the night they really need to go ahead and take a look at the rims, see what the bounces are, just get used to it, because next week this is going to be very important right here on this floor.
Brian Brown, you're bouncing back and forth between huddles, and really the stat that sticks out most in my mind is Lakers had 23 turnovers in this game. And 19 of those came through three quarters. Harbor Beach had 6 turnovers on the night, none in the first quarter, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 3 in the fourth. Was that really an emphasis in the huddles out there, or is that really the key to this game?
It didn't seem like either team talked about it all that much. Lakers mentioned, they got to cut down on turnovers. Coach Rubel mentioned a few times in their huddles that they're getting lots of turnovers from Lakers, and they were growing frustrated in that first half because they weren't able to capitalize on much. They weren't shooting that well, they weren't playing defense that well, and they weren't capitalizing on Lakers' mistakes. But all that turned around in the second half.
Like we said, Harbor Beach led as many by 14 in this game, but Lakers led by 13 in the first quarter. John Mooney, do you feel that Lakers got out to that quick start but then suddenly forgot how they got there?
In the first part of the ball game, what the Lakers were doing really fantastic.
It was
taking care of the ball. They were finding the open man, and they were playing with their heads up. It looked beautiful. And then all of a sudden, things happened to him. What I thought was kind of strange, though, is that who was in jeopardy was Paul Swemmer. And when he went out, not necessarily this is a pattern, but that's when Aaron Christie and Jared Schutte had to kind of take over along with Trent Cunningham. And those three really moved the ball well. They were finding the open shooter, and they were hitting it. And so it really looked good that way. They were doing some post feeds, and the post were kicking it back out for some really good shots. They were penetrating with the ball. They had some really good opportunity shots, and they were making, you know, good progress with it. And then all of a sudden, everything fell apart when it came into an 84-foot game.
It seemed like when Schwimmer fouled out, it really opened up the lane a lot for Colin Cooks and Josh Schelkes to pretty much do what they wanted to get in the lane, especially with Eli Kraft. They would inbound the ball, Eli would take it full length of the floor and score. You know, without that big enforcer in the center, Harbor Beach was really able to get away with a lot in the middle of the lane.
Well, of course, Lakers has two more games to go in their regular season. One on Thursday and one on Saturday, both on the road at Reese and at Vassar. John, take us through those two.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a tall order, you know. You gotta love playing at home. And when you're away, you know, as far as the Lakers are concerned, they're 3-4 away, and they are 4-6 at home. So as far as going to Reese, you know that's going to be a tough one. We covered them last week against Bad Axe. And they've got themselves a nice club, and Lakers have a huge task against them. Vassar is another tough club. They're young, very young, and they're probably the biggest surprise of this particular season. So what a way to end the season for the Lakers is to play a tough Harbor Beach on their own home floor during senior night and then finish away at Reese and Vassar. Tough order.
And, of course, the Harbor Beach Pirates, they have one more game remaining on Thursday in the regular season, concluding their 18-game regular season home against Sandusky. Typically, Harbor Beach wouldn't be too concerned about this, but this is one of Harbor Beach's three losses on the year at Sandusky. They lost 51-56 back on February 7th down in Sandusky, so they have some revenge to go in there. One thing I'd like to point out tonight, though, 81-69 was the final. Lakers, on average, scores 51 points. Harbor Beach averages 63. I'd say both teams were slightly over their averages tonight.
Both teams seem to have the adrenaline pumping like crazy. I mean, they were throwing the ball almost out of the gym and with all the turnovers and everything, but still they managed to go ahead and put up 81 and 69 points. I thought that was amazing. It was a crowd pleaser. Anyone that came to this game, they got their money's worth.
That is the most, actually, Lakers have scored all season. They scored 67 against Bad Axe back on February 3rd. And believe it or not, Harbor Beach has actually scored more points on the season than tonight, once against Ubley on Valentine's Day. They scored 84 against Ubley, 84-60. Tonight, 81-69. Really, though, Lakers is nothing to be ashamed of coming into hosting districts next week. Let's take you through that. Lakers drew a bye next week. On Monday, technically would be the game against they have the bye. Cass City against USA, that's the game we'll be covering on Monday on the WLW Sports Network. USA at Cass City at 6 p.m. Monday, March 3rd. Believe it or not, we're into March Madness, folks. Harbor Beach and Ubley play for the third time of the season in Harbor Beach. That game's also going on Monday, March 3rd at 6 p.m. And Bad Axe plays at Sandusky also at the same time at 6 p.m. on Monday. And then, of course, Harbor Beach and Ubley, the winner of that one, will go on to take Sandusky and Ubley. That'll be the second game in our doubleheader on Wednesday here in Lakers. And Lakers takes on the winner of the USA and Cass City matchup. So it's practically East versus West here.
I'm looking
in the
at
district.
That, looking at that first bracket, I think it's amazing because you have the Lakers drawing the bye, of course. And then you would think that whoever comes out of the Cass City-USA game, let's just say Cass City for the fun of it. Now, Lakers, I would think, would really match up well against Cass City, but they dropped two games to Cass City this year. And then as far as USA, which would probably be the favorite against Cass City, Lakers split. So you never know how that's going to work out. What do you think, Brownie?
I like USA a lot. I think they're going to come out and play well. Cass City is going to have a lot of momentum. That first game being at Cass City, they got the home crowd behind them, so they're going to have the student section rocking and rolling. But I think Cass City is going to come out hot, and then towards the end of the game, USA is going to eventually pull away. But then that next matchup, as you said, they split.